Un pub, una assemblea i un grup d'aficionats del Manchester United amb un objectiu ben clar, recuperar el que el futbol modern els havia robat, el seu propi club, el seu United. Amb aquests ingredients va donar el tret de sortida a una de les històries més romàntiques del futbol contemporani, la història de l'FC United of Manchester, un club d'accionariat popular fundat per socis i seguidors del Manchester United que van decidir trencar amb l'statu quo del futbol modern després que l'especulador nord-americà Malcolm Glazer s'apropiés del United al maig del 2005.
Xavi Heras, periodista valencià i community manager del Manchester City.
Abans de Malcolm Glazer, Robert Murdoch va intentar comprar el Manchester United i ahí és quan se va crear una plataforma enorme de rebuig a la venda del club. Quan Malcolm Glazer va finalment comprar el club, esta mateixa plataforma va dir, val, què fem, quines opcions tenim? Es va suggerir la idea de fer un club nou i de començar de nou i dur-lo ells i fer-lo a la seva manera, i això és el que van fer.
Stuart Howard Caulfield, periodista anglès i soci de l'FC United of Manchester.
It came to the point where it looked like there was going to be a takeover, that somebody was going to come in and buy the club and take over. At one point it looked like Sir Alex Ferguson, friends of his, and it looked like they were going to actually buy the club and a fallout, and that didn't happen. And they started selling their shares to other people, one of which was the Glazer family. And then eventually they took it so far that they had to buy the club because they'd got so many shares. The difficulty that a lot of fans had was that the money they were using wasn't their own money. So they were billionaires, but they were actually using hedge funds and loans to buy the club. It was people coming in basically to make money off United, which the fans, a lot of the supporters, were not happy with. And that started the idea and the ball rolling. Why don't we start our own club that is run by the supporters?
Vinnie Thompson, soci cofundador.
Starting with people being disenfranchised by the modern game, and then talking about that and saying, you know, people have three wives maybe, but they only have one football club. Could you possibly leave the greatest club in the world that you've followed all your life and start again with a new club? That was a big ask. We were in the Premiership, and then we started in Guildford County, so it was 10 divisions. That's a long way down. And then after 10 years, we built this ground. So this is a testament to Mancunian defiance and resilience, to saying, you know what, we'll do this. We can do this.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Pol Ballús, periodista català resident a Manchester.
Tota la creació d'aquest tipus de club crec que s'entén molt des del punt que el futbol anglès, i jo crec que tot el seu relat, tota la imatge que ha construït, crec que l'ha construït a través de moltes característiques que són més pròpies del futbol més amateur que del professional. Quan es creen, doncs, aquests clubs, es fa perquè amb l'evolució de la Premier League i de com ha evolucionat tot el futbol, es despersonalitza molt aquest futbol anglès, que va ser el que va ser reeixit en la seva època, i una mica, doncs, en aquest sentit creen, doncs, els clubs que són l'FC United.
L'FC United of Manchester s'ha convertit en molt més que un club de futbol pels seus socis i aficionats. Per la gran majoria, el seu club, és el reflex dels seus valors i un dels pilars fonamentals de les seves vides.
It means everything. I still support Manchester United. I just don't pay the Glazers a dollar. I don't pay to that model. This is my United. I own this United. So it's much, much more in your heart.
Los Milner, soci i aficionat.
I just adored this club. I can't get enough of this club. I can't get enough of what this club has done for Moston. The greatest thing that has ever, ever happened in Moston is FC United.
Steve Bennett, periodista de l'FC United Radio i soci del club.
Well, it's in my heart. It's everything really that Premier League football provides: identity, solidarity, community spirit. It has all the core values.
Tom Graves, entrenador i jugador de l'FC United of Manchester.
Literally everything. I've been here for 5 years now, and it's the only place I'd want to finish my career playing football. To play in front of this crowd is absolutely unbelievable. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Luke Podmore, entrenador del FC United femení.
FC United in Manchester has been a big part of my life. You know, the ethos and the way the club's run and the way that FC United want to run a football club is inspirational, really, for me.
Norton's moved into the penalty area. Goalkeeper Lillis has lost it. It's Norton! Incredible! Fourth minute of stoppage time, and the non-league goal machine has surely put FC United of Manchester into the second round of the FA Cup.
Tot i la meteòrica trajectòria esportiva de l'FC, 4 ascensos en poc més de 10 anys, l'entrada al futbol professional suposaria fer trontollar la filosofia del club per complir els condicionants imposats per la Federació Anglesa de Futbol. Davant d'aquest escenari, els socis i aficionats ho tenen clar, l'essència no es toca.
But when you go up two leagues, the FA dictate your minimum price structure. So if we didn't agree with that, a massive statement to the world would be to say, we're promoted, but we're not going up, so we'll stay here. And that would be a massive statement. If we could do that, that would be like winning the World Cup for me.
If we do get promoted, higher leagues, and a football association say to us, you are not allowed to charge £10, we would say, okay then, we will not take promotion. And if they say they will kick us out of the football league altogether, we would go back down to Division 11. We will not accept being forced by the football association to take money off people they cannot afford.
I've literally bought into everything that FC United's all about, so for me, I'd rather do it the right way and play three leagues below than what we're doing now than somebody come in and buy the club and forget why FC United was found.
Pol Gustems, periodista català resident a Manchester.
El fan del United Football Club of Manchester no vol una experiència de Premier League, perquè una experiència de Premier League significa un estadi de com a mínim 20.000 aficionats i on tot torna a ser massiu. Ara per ara, jo el que he viscut en els partits de l'FC United of Manchester és que el que busca l'aficionat és tenir una experiència de futbol més local, més de poble.
El que molts qualificaven com una aventura de curta durada, a més d'un fenomen trist de gent que no estimava el Manchester United, com va afirmar el mateix Sir Alex Ferguson, s'ha convertit en l'actualitat en una referència mundial dels clubs d'accionariat popular. El futur de l'FC el decidiran els seus socis i copropietaris. La intenció, però, és clara: mantenir l'esperit i la filosofia de la seva creació, un club de la comunitat i per la comunitat.
I would just want to keep connecting with communities. You know, I work with the homeless community, I work with the blind community, we do over 50s football, I work with a group that has dementia, I work with children with autism, I work with a gay and lesbian group, I work with lots and lots of different areas of society. I would like to think that we have contributed to breaking down barriers for others. And as long as we can keep breaking barriers, we don't need to break records, just break barriers.
We can't stop people voting because that is what the football club is based on. It is our club, our rules. So we can't stop the club changing, but we don't want the club to lose its ethos, the soul of the club. We will never lose the spirit of the club and the reason for it existing as a community club for our community. Nobody can ever buy our football club because they would have to buy the souls of everyone of us.
L'èxit de l'FC United ha donat als més romàntics de l'esport rei un raig d'esperança, una llum al final del túnel per creure que la recuperació del futbol popular encara és possible. El camí a recórrer encara és llarg. De moment, però, l'FC ja ha marcat un gran gol al futbol modern.